This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. We have some great guests in studio. You've heard us talk about, you've heard the ads about the Boys and Girls Club event coming up, the 44th Annual Elegant Night Gala. Joining me now, first off here, we've got Dave Dixon, Chief Executive Officer, great friend of the station, listener too, man. You call me out a few times. You know,
I do listen.
A few times. Dave, my friend, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for having us on, and we so appreciate our partnership with you guys.
We love it, absolutely. And I tell you, these stories here, I'm just blown away, and I've only got a very small sample size of what this kid's been up to. But we've got a great guest in studio. It just happens to be the Youth of the Year.
It does, yeah. So as you know, we are it's a busy time of year for us, not only because you mentioned on the tease coming in, going out of the break, that we have our Elegant Night Gala coming up here at the end of the month. And the connection here is that our Youth of the Year is one of our keynote speakers at our Elegant Night every year. So and so we are so proud to have Jesse Granados. He's actually a multiple year representative for us as the Youth of the Year. And I'm going to introduce him, and I'm going to let him talk about what it takes to what he has to do to become not only our Youth of the Year, but what's especially good timing with this right now is that he's getting ready to go down and compete at the State Youth of the Year competition coming up here. I think he has to go down next, like Sunday, to report, and then it's early next week is the competition. But Jesse, I'll let you talk about, maybe just introduce yourself a little bit, maybe where you go to high school and stuff like that, and then we'll talk a little bit about your Youth of the Year experience and what the process is for Boys and Girls Clubs of Well County and how you've become the Youth of the Year.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
Oh, let's get your mic on real quick. Oh. There we go. We got it. You're ready.
Yeah, honestly, first of all, I mean, it's a great honor to be the Youth of the Year for as long as I've been it. I started my freshman year when I'm a senior now at Northridge High School, which is crazy. It's like
time flies, man.
Time flies, yeah. And they tell you that, and I was like, no, you're an older head. You don't know what you're talking about. No, but really, time does fly.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
High school felt like a breeze. But yeah, so I started doing Youth of the Year my freshman year. Nervous. They asked me if I wanted to do it. I was like, sure. And then all of a sudden, I had to write 3 essays, come up with a speech about my history and the impact that Boys and Girls Club has had on my life. And it was crazy. It was crazy at first, but I loved every second of it. And I went into it my first year going against these juniors and seniors that were at Boys and Girls Club at the time. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm doing it for fun this year. You know, I'm probably not going to win. And then all of a sudden, I won. In that first year, I won a $10,000 scholarship.
Wow. Yeah. That is awesome, yeah, right there. Yeah, Susan and Cheryl are excited about that live studio audience.
Yeah, that one was crazy. It really touched my heart. I was like, there's no way. And so I just kept the momentum going, and now I'm here, you know, third time being Youth of the Year. I'm going to represent Boys and Girls Clubs of Weld County at State, and I'm going to have a great time. It's going to be amazing. I love State all the time. The people I've gotten to meet is incredible.
So when you gave your first speech, take me through that, because when I did speech stuff at UNC, and I do radio for a living, yeah, but speeches, that terrifies me still to this day. What was that first speech like?
Yeah, so up to that point, I had never done anything like that. So I was terrified, like literally terrified. And in one of the clips at State level that same year, though, like I was giving my speech, and one of the things I said was like, "Sup guys, I'm terrified right now." And it's like it's a clip and it's out there somewhere. But yeah, like it's terrifying when you stand up there for the first time, and it does get easier somehow, you know, when you realize that people are there for you, you know. You're like, you're a pretty cool dude if you're up there giving a speech.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, but yeah. But
And to put it in perspective, he's one of 17 kids that go down to compete at the State Youth of the Year competition. So there's 17 Boys and Girls Club organizations like Weld County around the state. And they all are allowed to submit a representative. So it's a pretty elite group to begin with.
It's a very, very elite group. What goes into this? You're saying essays and speeches, but what else? I'm guessing there's a ton of things that you have to do to get that honor.
Yeah, I mean, it builds you up. So I've been going to Boys and Girls Club since I was 5 years old. It's been 12 years now that I've been going to Boys and Girls Club. And the reason I was chosen was one of the staff, they saw me and I had been involved in all the other things that come with Boys and Girls Club. They have Torch Club. They have Keystone, which our Torch Club is a program where we give back to the community. So we had projects where we would take stuff to the recycling center. We'd go volunteer at the food bank and do all kinds of stuff like that. Yeah. And then we had Keystone, which is a program literally made to give back to the community. Because we give Boys and Girls Club gets so much from the community, we have to output it somehow. So it's a group of kids run fully by us that just give back to the community, have community projects and do all that stuff. So I just was involved in all those things, and I guess I stood out. And so they asked me, he's like, hey, we also do this thing called Youth of the Year. And they told me about how it starts at the county level, go state, regionals, nationals. And I was like, yeah, that's something I would love to do. And so I started my journey there, and now it's now this year I'm looking like I'm hoping to have a good shot to make regionals.
Man, you've already got a better resume than most people that I've ever met. I mean, that is going to, you are going to go so far. It's going to be exciting to see what you do with all of this, man.
Yeah. I'm very excited. I'm so glad too, because I mean, for a long time growing up, college seemed like such a stretch. Like it could not happen at all. Like I felt like, okay, you know, my parents just work all day. I'm probably going to end up living the same life, work. I don't know if college is really in the budget right now. Mm. And so when I got that first scholarship, I was like, dang, like this could be my reality. And so as I started looking at careers, I started going through things like entrepreneurship. I wanted to go to business school. I knew that for a fact. And now I have a cool plan set. Like I want to go to Ames, transfer to CSU, get double majors in political science and business marketing with a minor in ethics studies.
Look at this guy.
And I hope to go to law school at Boulder, you know.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Like, you've got it all. First off, I love you, your head was on your shoulders at a very early age. You're already thinking like, okay, college isn't in the budget. I didn't even know what that meant when you started thinking about it. I'm not thinking. Senior year, I'm like, I guess maybe college. Yeah. I don't know. And you're telling me you're already thinking of the future. And then you start getting dollars for scholarships and you're thinking, that's my path. That's how I can do this. And you've been driven at such a very young age.
Oh, yeah. And I think a lot of that also has to do with Boys and Girls Club. I mean, I started going to Boys and Girls Club because my mom obviously worked two jobs, like probably more than that. She was a single mom for a while because it was just me and my brother at the time. And it, you notice it. I don't know how I noticed it, but I just noticed it. And I was like, okay, so I'm here for a reason. Like, my mom's struggling. And, you know, things, you constantly think about the future when you're in that situation. Mm. You know, even as a kid, like, people tell you, live your life as a kid, but we want to think about the future. And then it's like, so noticing those things, like my mom being in that situation, I was like, yeah, I probably should try to contribute instead of, you know, focusing on my own goals and dreams. And then as I grew in the Boys and Girls Club, they provided so much for us. So I had the opportunity to think about college, which was incredible. So
this is just, Dave, you've got to be beaming just listening to this.
I
obviously,
mean,
I'm just hearing this guy. I'm like, hey, you want to work here? You know, I mean, you're going to have a lot of people coming after you, man.
Oh, yeah.
I thought this was cool too. I saw you out there reading the Greeley Lifestyle magazine. You didn't know this. You're flipping through the magazine, and in the middle of the magazine's a giant picture of your face doing giving a speech here. Yeah. You didn't even know that was in there.
No idea. And I think that's so cool. I want to frame that.
Well, it's yours now, man.
It's incredible.
I mean,
like,
$500. That's how cool is that? You start opening this magazine and you're like the center of it.
Yeah. And I think that's so cool. Like, my big thing is my community. Like, my community built me. Like, it takes a village, you know? And that's so crazy, you know, being recognized in the Greeley Lifestyle magazine. Like, even if, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, it's whatever. But, like, I think it's huge because that means I'm the community recognizing me. And I think that's incredible because I attribute so much of my success to this community. So
It's just so great to hear that, man.
Well, we're super proud of him, obviously, too. And you can imagine why. And while we appreciate and hope that we've contributed and helped help Jesse get to where he's gotten. I mean, it also just takes the person too, right? So so he needs to. I know he gives us a lot of credit, but he also needs to just give himself a lot of credit too. But of the kind of person he is. So, and we're his biggest fans. We're going to be cheering him on this coming week, and because the way it works too is if he wins, then our State Youth of the Year representative for Colorado gets entered into a regional competition. And there's five regions across the Boys and Girls Clubs of America organization. And so when you go, if those five regional finalists all come together and compete just the way he did at our club level, and he's getting ready to do it at the state level. But then if they advance, you know, from the regionals, they pick a winner. And then you're the National Youth of the Year, and the National Youth of the Year are the kinds of kids that you see throwing out first pitches at the World Series, and lots of opportunities that get put in front of you if you make it to there. So.
Wow.
Yeah, National Youth of the Year is insane. Like, I was looking, and so some of the things that come with it, like, you get a lot of scholarship money, like, put yourself through college, and a $5,000 shopping spree, a car. You know, like,
oh my gosh,
it's insane.
It's
yeah.
quite the
first pitches at the World Series. Like, it's
those kinds of things.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's an always
sign that. And let me have that back. You know, let me keep that magazine.
You might
man,
want that. You can do that because we have plenty of those.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, but you're so humble too, man. Like,
thank you.
You've achieved so much, and you're coming in here, and you're just humble, and you can tell. You can just read it off of this dude.
Yeah.
So it's like sky's the limit for you, bro.
Yeah. I mean, It's good to be humble too, because, like, I know I wouldn't be here without anyone. You know, everyone in my life has contributed some way, shape, or form. Even the people who maybe a lot of people think have a negative connotation on my life, like either a past relationship or past friends or, like, things. But I think that's huge, because you grow as a person. Like you don't realize it, but you always learn from every experience you have. So I think it's really, really cool to be in this position right now. And I thank everyone that's doubted me. I thank everyone that's supported me. And I thank everyone that's, you know, been against me and that's been for me, because it's all worked, you know, to help me. And I love that.
You love doing the speeches? You love giving speeches?
Oh yeah. I didn't used to love giving speeches.
But now it's like,
and
you don't go up there with note cards or anything?
No. So for state, you have to memorize.
You do.
Speech.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So it's like,
And he won't, because he is humble, he won't toot his horn, but he does a really good job, yeah.
How long are these speeches?
So they can be over 3 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that
so you have
still
to,
terrifies me.
And tell them about, like, the content and stuff. Like,
Yeah.
So you have to talk about your experience at club. It's a huge thing. So, like, how you grew up, what club has done for you, like, how it's impacted your life, you know? Because, I mean, in all reality, club is impacting all of our lives, especially, like, all our club kids, like, but now you're just taking that and putting it into words and making people feel like your story, you know? I was actually at the Speak Up for Kids Day at the Capitol yesterday, and one of the things that one of the legislators says, I think it was Scott, he was one of our...
Oh, Scott Bright?
Yeah,
one of our senators?
Yeah. He said, it's not statistics or numbers that influence people's choices, it's your story and your impact. So that hit me some type of way, you know, because it's like, that is true. Like, people aren't always going to look at the numbers or the statistics, you know. People are going to look at the story, like the story behind everything. And so I think that's one of the most important parts of doing these speeches.
I think this is so powerful too for Boys and Girls Club, because we can hear about it, we can talk about it. We obviously have a connection, so we know the impact that Boys and Girls Club of Weld County has on this community. But when you get somebody that was there growing up around all the great folks at Boys and Girls Club of Weld County, and then to use that as a way to drive and motivate and then give back to the community as well. It's very powerful.
Oh yeah. It's huge, you know, and it just goes back to one of those things. It's like, my dad could tell me how great Michael Jordan was, but if I didn't see it myself, like, I wouldn't know, you know.
So is it Michael Jordan or LeBron James, by the way? Who's the GOAT there? This is a big one here. It's a big test.
I think it's generations, you know? LeBron's the GOAT of this generation.
That's a good
Michael
answer.
Jordan's the GOAT of this generation.
Politics already in the future, like you said, man.
Well, and I told him, be prepared. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, who's your favorite team?
Who's
he had Duke in the bracket.
I did.
So did I, man.
Yeah. I love Duke. But All Colorado teams.
Yeah.
All Colorado.
Well, who's your favorite? What's your favorite team?
The Broncos.
Big Broncos guy. Look at him back there. This guy looks like a Bronco threw up on him, so he's happy about that. There's Susan and Cheryl. Broncos are going to be okay? You're going to be okay next year? Next year, you think?
Oh, yeah. I think we're going to be just fine.
Who's your guy? Is it Bo or is it Surtain?
I love Bo. Bo has been my... Everyone on draft day, they drafted him. Oh, he drafted him too high. Oh, he should have been at least a third-round pick. No, I think that was perfect. I think Sean Payton knew what he was doing. He got his guy. When I heard Drew Brees talking about him for the first time, I was like, yep, I know this guy's going to be cool. And Bo Nix comes. First of all, Oregon, my dream school. He came from Oregon. I was like, yep, already love this guy. Because I watched him in Oregon because when he transferred from Auburn, I watched him in Oregon, and I was like, it's special.
You were ready.
Oh, yeah.
You knew that guy was going to be the dude. He's a Washington fan, so not in the college side of things. So that's, I guess, where you kind of separate fandom there. But you're still Broncos fans at the end of the day.
Yeah.
How about like the Nuggets, Avs? We got playoffs coming up. The Rockies are red hot. Maybe one of the best teams in Major League Baseball history at this
stage. Oh, yeah. Okay. Nuggets, first of all.
Hey, we're hopeful.
Nuggets, yeah, first of all.
Diehard fans of the Rockies, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, six. I mean, they're 500. Yeah. They're 6-6. You can't get to 7-6 if you're not 6-6 to start.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's just easy math.
Yeah,
there.
Nuggets are on a crazy run right now. I think, like, what, 9-10?
10 in a row. First time in the Nikola Jokic era they've won 10 in a row. Isn't that wild?
That's insane. And that game against San Antonio was insane.
Oh, it was great.
Crazy comeback. We were at the Rockies game that day against the Phillies, and then my friend, he's a Golden State guy. He's just giving me crap because the Nuggets were down like 30 at one point. All of a sudden, we're in line. He goes, how did the Nuggets just tie it? I'm telling you.
It's Joker's miraculous, man. It's a great time to be a sports fan in the state of Colorado.
And then we were even talking about, because now we have the women's Major League Soccer, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's
Summit,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And our Rapids team is really good. Like, nobody talks about that. Like, Rapids are good.
There's just so many things going on. It's excellent, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, guys. Is there anything else that we want to get out there before I let you guys slide out of here today?
No. We just appreciate you having us on. And again, and for all the listeners, appreciate all their support. Again, we're excited for Jesse. We'll be rooting him on. And we'll And up here in this community, we'll get to hear from him at our Elegant Night coming up on April 25th. And so we're just looking forward to a great night then, too.
Jesse, don't be a stranger, man. We'd love to have you back in.
Oh, I'd love to.
We'll just talk sports, man.
When you're
running for president, you just pop in here at the studio and hang out with us for a while. Yeah. Well, you got to remember the little guys.
How about especially if he wins?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
No, we'd love to have you back on,
I mean, thank you guys for the opportunity. I mean, this is really cool. I've never done radio. I've always been like, hey, what if I start a podcast? But, you know.
We got a podcast studio right back there, man. You're going to get my information, so let's talk.
Well, yeah, thank you so much for having me on. I thought this was such a cool opportunity.
You guys are awesome. Hey, best of luck to you. Congratulations on all your success, man. It really is a wonderful story, and I'll be interested to learn more about you as we go.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
All right, guys. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.